98.1 Power FM, you're on the air with Dana and Dylan. Thanks to Harvey Norman, Muswellbrook Fair. Now, we're into another week of lockdown, and you or someone you know might be struggling at the moment. There is support out there, and we've got Liz from Headspace in Cessnock on the air with us this morning to talk about it. Morning, Liz.
Hi, hi, how you doing?
Really good, Liz, and some days not so good, let's be honest. I am feeling a little bit of brain fog at the moment, and it's sort of reaching out to someone at Headspace or a stranger can be quite a confronting process if you've never done it before. What support is Headspace providing to make that process a little bit easier?
Yeah, awesome. Good question. So first of all, Headspace National are offering free mental health education sessions for parents and carers of young people out your way to support young people with their mental health. That's a webinar, and that'll be hosted sometime in term four. Parents and carers will be notified of that through their schools. And the purpose of that is to help strengthen parents and carers' understanding of mental health and mental health literacy, as well as help building the skills and strategies to support the mental health and well-being of their young people. At a local level, Headspace Maitland and Headspace Cessnock are offering free social groups for young people online, and they're available through our Facebook pages. So young people can head straight over to our Facebook or Instagram pages.
Now, while we wait for those webinars to happen in term four, how can parents best help support their kids during this time now?
I think the best thing to do is to give Headspace Maitland a call, and you can talk to our intake team about what kind of support is out there. If you were wanting a bit more of that one-on-one conversation, I think it's a good opportunity to head over to our Instagram page. We've got information on how parents can support young people and have those sometimes tough conversations. And following on from the Are You Okay Day yesterday, I think that really started a good conversation as to when those conversations do arise, what are the tangible and ongoing conversations that we can have to get our young people the support they need.
That's wonderful. Especially social media is a great way to access the minds of young people. So thank you so much for providing that. For us, you know, in lockdown now, what are some, if you were to give us like top three tips, including things like I'm finding running is really helpful at the moment because it clears my head, it gives me those endorphins. What can families do in lockdown at the moment to be able to get a bit of a clearer mental headspace?
The first one would be to get enough sleep. Creating a routine for sleep is vital for young people and families for their mental health. During the adolescent stages, the body clock changes and young people are more likely to stay awake during late at night and sleep during the morning. But to keep a routine going is super important, as well as winding down from those daily activities. So that would be the first one. The next one would be to stay active. So that's critical to your physical health, your mental agility and mood regulation. So that could be dancing, yoga, walking dogs, cycling, you know, even 5 minutes a day will help clear your mind with that. And the final one would be to eat well. So that helps us feel our body and energy levels and can improve a young person's mood and general health and well-being. So those would be the three top tips. Get enough sleep, stay active and eat well as part of your daily routine.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Liz from Headspace Cessnock, for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thank you, guys.